Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 28th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am live from Reno, Nevada. Doing some stuff, updating on some feeds, talking about the Big Brother Canada 6 feeds, and we're going to tell you everything that went on yesterday on them. With me today is Lita. How are you doing, Lita?
I'm good. How is the Wild West treating you, besides disorienting your dates?
sleep deprivation is the thing. That's what's happening.
Okay, sure. And time zone changing. That's fine. We don't have to talk about your lack of calendar prowess. We can talk about the live feeds now.
All right. Well, we've got some stuff going down on the live feeds. We had a house meeting. We had a lot of interesting things happen. But for the most part, everything's going to stay the same. Just a lot of, as we've talked about before, some shifting and stuff like that. So obviously, Veronica, she's been backdoored. She's up on the block. It's looking like she will be going home. And we start the day off, lots of stuff here and there. But I will start the day off with Marin and Erica. And Marin is talking to Erica about the votes and how he kind of felt like he needed Derek and Kayla in order to stay in the house, but he's starting to feel like maybe that's not true. Maybe it's looking pretty good for him to stay. And actually, he'd kind of prefer they didn't vote for him because he wants to target them, and it would make it a lot easier for him to target them if they didn't vote for him to stay, which is very Marin logic-esque.
What exactly does Marin logic-esque mean?
He's too nice.
Yeah. He's an angel. Yeah, that's true. And he's now talking about, like, not even campaigning anymore, which, like, I mean, I think he's going to come out of it okay in this scenario. Like, he doesn't really need to campaign, especially because Veronica does a pretty good job of sinking her own ship. But, like, I don't know. It strikes me as something that, like, when he's in a spot where he actually does need to campaign, I don't know that he's going to have it in him, because it seems like he's the kind of person who would much rather just kind of, like, sit back and hope for the best.
We all know that campaigning is tacky. And
it's desperate.
Marin is not tacky.
Yeah, that's true. He's a cool guy, so campaigning is a little bit beneath him.
Yes, he is very much on the anti-showman's train, though. He talks about Five's company with Erica and how, Erica is really kind of pointing out, like, man, Kayla was pushing hard for this move to happen, and she was in an alliance with Veronica. That's a little sketchy. It's a little sketchy.
Yeah, I do like Erica's plan to out the Fives company, though, because Veronica doesn't know that Erica knows about it. So Erica is going to be like, I don't know, Veronica, like, I'd love to keep you if only we had an alliance, perhaps of five that we knew would vote for you. And so that would bait Veronica into being like, oh, I know just the alliance of five. And I do like this from Erica to kind of at least get as much information, everybody exposed, as she can before Veronica goes out. And that's sort of a theme, even with Will, of being like, yeah, I want Veronica to go, and, like, we know she's lying, but I at least want her to, like, expose her lie about the vote and, like, about some of these alliances before she leaves.
Yeah, people want reasons. They want excuses to do this. Johnny, in particular, for Erica, she was like, if I can get this Fives company thing exposed, give Johnny an excuse to know about it, then Johnny will feel more comfortable voting Veronica out, because he'll have an excuse to do so.
Yeah, and Johnny and Paris particularly are feeling very guilty about this Veronica thing. So any leverage they can hand them is good.
Yes, people are always looking to assuage their guilt. And it's not my favorite way of playing. That's how Ross and the other dude, Paul, that's how they lost.
Ross Matthews and the other dude. Those, yeah. Classic BB players.
That guy. We also had Kayla and Erica have a conversation. Kayla is now throwing Paris under the bus even more, talking about how Paris was telling her that, you know, that, oh, Veronica should stay, and so on and so forth. And at this point, I think she's doing this intentionally, because the night prior, Paris did tell Kayla, oh, Veronica probably needs to go. But obviously, Kayla, it's in Kayla's interest to keep a wedge between Paris and Erica and Allie and Olivia, because Kayla wants to work with them. She doesn't want anyone else to be able to slip in and work with them. However, this attempt is going to be unsuccessful, as later in the day, they are going to want to work with Paris. So, sorry, Kayla.
Yeah, but I loved watching this conversation, because it genuinely does feel like, even though they're both withholding some information from each other, Kayla and Erica genuinely seem to really, really like each other. And it was just like a really fun conversation to watch. They're like very excited all this day, and like sort of knowing that their games are going in the right direction and like genuinely vibing on a personal level. So I really like this partnership. What's the other thing they talk about? Oh, they talk about Paris like not being as dumb as she lets on, which like I think is starting to be a little bit of a cold take. I think everybody's caught on to that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, they certainly also tend to believe that she is dumb at some points, or at least easily persuaded. But yeah, Kayla wants to make sure people are looking at Paris. She also wants to make sure people are looking at Johnny. Very, very interesting, because again, like, I think she doesn't quite know the extent to which they are her main enemies in the house, but she is throwing a bit of shade on them in this conversation. You know, Johnny, he's just going with the house. He's just like Maddie and Ryan. These people, they go with the house. We can't trust them. But yeah, you're right. The Kayla is doing good work with Erica. And she is convincing enough. She has lost some of the progress she made with the women since the beginning of the week, where it was like, oh, Women's Alliance, we're all good with each other. And that's mainly Johnny's fault, because Johnny managed to weasel his way in and push them away from Derek and Kayla. However, the inroads that she's made has prevented her from becoming their main target. They're constantly telling the Johnny that they have to wait. They can't target Derek or Kayla yet. But obviously, Kayla would prefer to be in an even stronger position than that with them. It's not quite happening yet, but she does have some more information that she can potentially get close to them with.
Yeah, I also think that Kayla has a very good ability to appeal to the specific person that she's talking to. And particularly with Erica, her angle throughout this day is sort of like, everybody thinks that like me and Derek are a pair, but like I am an independent woman, and like I'm making decisions by myself. And, you know, Johnny like lumped me with Derek, and that was so insulting, like talking to us as a unit. And like Erica is very about the, you know, individual independent woman thing. And I feel like Kayla does a really good job of being like, I don't care about Derek, like whatever, I'm playing for me. And like, I'm a strong woman who's gonna play this game on my own.
Yes. All right. So we also have a conversation with Allie, Will, and Erica, where they're talking about like who should we be targeting here? You know, like these flip floppers, they're dangerous. We need to get rid of the flip floppers. And that's kind of what I was talking about with Erica, Allie, and Olivia not really wanting to target Derek and Kayla. Their theory is that if they take out the flip-floppers in like Marin, Ryan, Maddie, those people, then it takes away from Derek and Kayla's potential numbers. And so like Allie in particular is worried that if they target the showmans, whichever one remains will be able to pick up those flip-floppers and form a group against them. I don't know if Allie is genuine with that explanation. I don't know if she genuinely thinks that's a concern, because it doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, people against you are people against you. But it is her line. And obviously, for me, I think it's probably something she's just saying to prevent them from targeting Derek and Kayla, because she feels like she has a good relationship with them. But it is the line that she's saying. So she's talking about targeting these people, and in response, she wants to she's listing out to Will like you, Paris, Johnny, me, Olivia, Erica. I really like these people. I really feel like we can trust that group. I think we can start forming something together. And Will likes that idea.
Yeah, Will is in. And to your point about Allie maybe just saying this, like, it's hard to imagine Derek, and I know it's not necessarily, you know, like, he could win veto, and like, it's not necessarily that they would get Kayla out, but I can't imagine Derek like being able to rally the troops and being able to like identify like, okay, like, who doesn't have an alliance? I'm going to form my super coalition, you know, like, I can maybe see Kayla doing that, but
Could you imagine, like, you know, somebody, Johnny or Marin or Hamza wins HOH and the double eviction, they target the showmance, Derek wins veto, Kayla goes home, and then, like, it's second half, then people forget about Derek, and then the second half of the game, Derek finally rallies his guys alliance that he talks about endlessly, like, oh, we gotta keep the guys, and then because that's just so simple in comparison to all the complicated alliances that they just steamroll, like, that would be terrible.
That's the darkest timeline. I hate that.
And then Derek wins. Watch out for it.
In this scenario?
Yeah, because he's on my draft team, which is, so it makes it a possibility.
That's really a bummer. I really hope that doesn't happen. Thank you, Allie, for trying to avoid this for us.
Yeah. So Will is into this idea of the alliance, and he starts realizing, okay, Veronica's probably going home anyway. I think I need to start to adjust. And look, if they're offering me an alliance, look, I'm willing to send Veronica home. If that gets me some trust with you guys, that means that we can work together. I'm in for it. Let's do this. We'll send V out, and we'll make this happen.
Yeah, they're talking about Johnny, Will, Erica, final three. This is getting serious, these discussions.
Yes, yeah. He talks with Johnny afterward about this, and he is very happy. Johnny's very happy about this this conversation. They talk about how they kind of like reluctantly should be voting Veronica out at this point, even though they don't really want to. They like her on a personal level. And they think that, you know, she's obviously a value to their game, but at this point they have to let her go. And they also talk about, like, this is great, though, because we can work together. Will proposes, you know, like, oh, yeah, like, you, me, Erica, final three, that would be awesome. And I think Will kind of means this, because he's lost a lot of trust in Hamza lately with how Hamza's been acting. So lone wolfy. Johnny also tells Will, hey, look, I'm pretty sure they know about the final, the Fives company. And you should tell them about it. You should open up to them about it, because they probably already know, and it'll help you get some trust. But do not tell them that I told you to do this. And Will is like, okay, good, got it. Good to go.
Yeah, and that's going to work out pretty well for him. I mean, Paris is suspicious. I don't know if we want to jump to this conversation already, but Paris is like not thrilled when she first hears about this. But Allie and Olivia are like, oh my God, thank you so much for telling us. Like, they love it. Paris eventually gets on board. So this works out very well for Will. This is, I think, a good play from Johnny.
Yes. You know, when he wants to be, he can be very good. And not to say that he hasn't been good this week, but the poutiness has turned me off a little bit. He's definitely getting back in the swing of things. And Will is playing better than he was before. You know, he, like I said, he really put himself in a position where he exposed himself last week, and Kayla does not forget that. When Kayla hears that Will is starting to sidle up with these people, and that he's maybe willing to send Veronica home, she goes, "Well, yeah, of course he is, because Will's smart, that guy." She's thinking about targeting him and Hamza in the double eviction, which that would be a coup. That'd be a coup. Will and Johnny, they're happy about all this. They're ready to work together. Paris and Maddie have a conversation where Paris is basically lamenting the fact, like, oh, Veronica, if only she wasn't so terrible at this game. She keeps messing everything up. How am I supposed to save her? so annoying.
I love the continuing theme of Paris just like holding on way too long to a sinking ship of someone who's getting evicted. Like, is every single week it's going to be so clear that someone's going home? She's just going to be like, but what if? Because like, that's what she's doing all day. She's like, it's the exact same thing with Jesse, where every conversation she has, she's like, oh, I know that he's going home or that Veronica's going home. Like, that's totally fine. Like, I'm on board. I'm just saying, like, have you thought about this? And like, what about this perspective to keep Veronica? But like, no, I'm totally fine with her going home. And it's like, Paris, like, it's fine. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's really like a situation where it's like, Paris is imagining herself in the house as like Dr. Will, like just, you know, just convincing people left and right with like these subtle little insinuations and ideas. But really she's like a homeless person begging for change, like from the other person's perspective. Like they're just like, why are you doing this? You're not going to convince me. Like, you are not a mastermind.
Yeah. And she's seriously talking to the feeds being like, I'm the decision maker this week. Like, it's up to me who goes home.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why do you think that?
Like, and the thing is, Paris has a lot of influence. She does. And she is in a good position in the game, but she like the way that she tries to push for things, it's way too late, first of all. And it's not effective. Like, and she keeps using the same tactics too, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But yes, for now, she's just talking about how Veronica's bad at this game. That's annoying. So Will, and as you mentioned, I forgot to bring this up. When Will was talking to Johnny, he did say that he wanted to expose Veronica's lie. This goes along with the idea that they want excuses to vote Veronica out because they feel bad. And that's going to come into play a little bit later. So Will has a conversation with Hamza and Veronica, and this is where it comes into play, where Veronica is, you know, she's just complaining about fake people. Oh, fake people in this house. Oh, my God. People are so fake in the Big Brother house because that's the point. Oh, my God. I'm sick of people complaining about fake people. Ah,
but she is an angel. She's never encountered mendacity before. No one's ever... She hasn't experienced lies or deceit. She's straight from heaven, so she doesn't understand these sins.
Kayla had a good conversation about this later, where it's just like, she's lying to us, we're lying to her, everybody lies, who cares?
Yeah, well, Veronica cares. Veronica cares deeply. And I love, she's talking to Will and Hamza, and she's like, should I call this house meeting? Just call everybody out? And Hamza's like, oh my God, that would be so epic. Like, you should totally do it. Like, oh, what a good friend. And Hamza gives her the best reason ever for someone like Veronica, where he's like, the reason Aika got invited back is because she like called people out and made good TV. And all Veronica cares about is being memorable. She just wants as much attention as possible and obviously is bad at this game. So she knows she's not going to be remembered for that. So she's like, people do like Aika. I could be just like her. So
yeah,
I love Hamza saying that.
Hamza really stoking the flames here, really wanting this to happen. And Will chimes in as well, saying, oh yeah, and you should make sure you tell everybody that you weren't the rogue vote. You make sure you clear that up. Say it in front of the whole house. Will, who knows that everyone knows that Veronica was the rogue vote. Like, oh man, Will. Whoa. Oh boy. Oh, Will.
So rude. Not a good boyfriend, Veronica. Watch out.
So Veronica very quickly just rounds up the house and decides, hey guys, house meeting. Let's do this.
She loves these. She loves a good house meeting.
Huge fan. Man, Ryan with that first house meeting calling her out just really set the precedent. So she gathers everyone up. And it was really funny. I was going back to watch this. And, you know, on BB Viewer, you can go back like 5 minutes or 30 seconds. And I had gone too far. So I was going forward and I saw them like joking and laughing on the couch. And then 30 seconds later, they were like stone cold, like miserable as Veronica's ranting. I was like, okay, 30 seconds back again. They're laughing. They're joking. I was like, wow, this is a big shift.
Yeah, even Veronica is laughing and joking immediately before. Also, I thought you were going to say, so I missed this blow up on the feeds by like 5 minutes. So like I got home and heard about it and like was going back 30 seconds. And I cannot tell you the number of times I had to click the back 30 seconds thing. And it's just close up on Veronica's face screaming the same shot for like literally like 8 minutes straight. I was like, how long does this girl talk?
It was like a 20 minute rant. It was ridiculous.
Insane. I don't think that I could talk that long about anything. Like completely uninterrupted. It's not like people are jumping in. Like at one point, Paris asks a question and Veronica addresses it. And that's literally the only time she's interrupted. It's crazy.
Yes. Someday my guest is not going to be with me on a morning update. And I'm just going to have to rant to you for a half hour. And hopefully it will go better than Veronica's house meeting.
And you're going to be like, if I'm crying during this update, it's not because I'm sad. It's just because I'm an emotional person and I'm going to cry through this.
I'm so sick of my updaters being so fake, telling me that they're going to be here and then not being here. Just tell me if you're not going to be here.
Just make a decision. But also you can change your mind, but actually only I can change my mind. Otherwise it's lying if you change your mind.
Yeah, and like why are they asking me if they're gonna be on the update? Like I don't know, things can change. Why are you asking me that?
That's not, I don't ask you if you're gonna be on the update. You can't ask me if I'm gonna be on the update. God.
I know that I tricked somebody into thinking they were gonna be on update and then I told and then I like cut them at the last second. But look, I made mistakes. I don't want you guys to make those mistakes. All right.
This a whole rant. She's just like, you should keep me because obviously I'm terrible at the game and I change my mind every 2 seconds and I'm allowed to do that. And I'm a terrible ally and I don't tell anyone what I'm thinking. So duh, you should keep me. It's like, yes. What?
I wrote down the key points in her argument. You know, I think, you know, she thought this out. She, you know, wrote down her essay outline. People are fake. It's not fair. I hate that I'm leaving this way. Don't pretend you're doing one thing, but then do another thing. Don't ask me who I'm targeting because things could change and I could do anything. Vote me out for any reason at all, but not for a stupid rogue vote because it wasn't me. So don't vote me out because of that.
But anything. If it was me, it's not a big deal. Yeah. And let it go. That's her argument. She's like, this rogue vote, it doesn't matter. It wasn't me, but like, it doesn't matter. Let it go. Like, okay.
Yeah. It's just so, so bad. Just like the continuing denial of this, like, it's not even a big deal. Then why are you lying about it? Is the obvious question to that statement. And she can't answer it if she's lying.
Yeah. And this juxtaposed with like her confessionals in the episode from the night before where she is like, this rogue vote is doing exactly what I want it to do. I am loving the chaos. And it's like, I honestly like think that she might believe that still. Like, I think she lacks the self-awareness to understand that she blew up her own game, or at least like refuses to acknowledge it. Like, I bet in her head, there's still a part of her that's like, it's, you know what? The rogue vote still made the house go crazy. I was probably going to go home anyway. So like, this is exactly what I wanted it to do. It's like distracting people. Like, I just don't think that she can acknowledge that kind of mistake fully, or at least couldn't until like it was 100% clear that she was going home.
I can imagine right now during the house meeting on the episode of Veronica diary room where she's like, see, the rogue vote did exactly what I wanted. So much crazy. Chaos.
Yeah. It's so insane. This whole monologue. It's just like, I just can't believe that the whole point of it is like, you are not allowed to tell me one thing and then do another. But also, I did that a bunch because I was new and I just changed my mind and I'm allowed to do that. Like, that's really the whole foundation of her argument is like, you can't lie to me, but I can change my mind, which is different than lying, which it's so insane. And like, it's so much shouting and it's so much like, just boo-hoo, why me? I want to enjoy my last 2 days in the house and you guys aren't making it comfortable for me.
Well, be prepared because I'm starting, I feel like I'm starting, I'm a video editor. I think I have the eye for like, okay, how could this be edited? I think I'm starting to grasp how Big Brother Canada edits things. I think they're going to do this. They're going to have this be the moment that, oh, what if Veronica stays because she had this house meeting that changed people's minds potentially. And what they're going to do is show Erica after Veronica leaves, go and be like, ah, she made a lot of valid points, guys. Because Erica had her own, you know, motivation behind that, where Veronica had said a lot like, oh, Erica doesn't care who goes. She's not like the other domineering HOHs. And Erica's like, she made a lot of good points about me and how I'm not domineering. But they're going to show this, and then they're going to show Veronica saying, I made this masterful move to call people out. And then they're going to show Erica saying she made good points. And they're going to be like, uh-oh, is Veronica going to stay? And we're not going to get the full majestic travesty that was this house meeting.
Yeah. I also have a couple questions about this monologue that Veronica gives. One is that she says something like, I was put in here for a reason. And is she just like referring to like God or the universe or something? Because isn't she supposed to talk about like how she was randomly picked from the audience?
Well, obviously she's moved on from that lie. Everything happens for a reason, Lita.
Okay, I didn't know if she meant it in like a existential way or whatever. And then my other question, is she allowed to curse this much? This is the most cursing I have ever seen on Big Brother Canada feed. She's using the F word in every single sentence, and she's calling people like bad people, like S word effing people for like how they're playing the game. And like, I didn't know you were even allowed to do that often in like a 1 minute period on the feeds.
I mean, you're not allowed to swear on the feeds, but they will chime in with like, hey, Canada's watching.
Right. And they never did that.
Well, they're not going to interrupt a house meeting for that.
They should have. I love production interrupting Veronica, where it's like, Veronica, stop talking about production. And then she just talks more quietly. It's like, you have a microphone on. What's wrong with you?
More quietly into the microphone.
Right. Like, you, we can hear you. That's the whole point. Oh, my God. She's so annoying.
So after this meeting, obviously nothing changes. If anything, people are talking about how this has made things worse for her, which of course I don't think will be shown on the episode. But Will, Allie, Olivia, and Paris, they sort of confirm their alliance. Will tells them about Five's company. He says, all the things that you say when you're confessing about an alliance, it wasn't real. It didn't mean it. We haven't barely talked about it. It was just a thing, you know, in the past. But
it's like talking about an affair.
Yeah, it is. It's like talking about an ex or like an affair you had. Like, it didn't mean anything to me.
Nothing. I was thinking about you the whole time.
Spur of the moment thing, you know, and then we like nothing happened afterward with it.
I'll never do it again.
And they're like, oh, we're so happy that you came clean to us about this, Will. We're so happy that you came forward with this. So Johnny was good to advise this, although Hamza kind of messes it up a little bit later when he tells Erica that he told Will to tell them about Five's company. Okay. Thanks, Hamza.
Hamza making a move that doesn't make logical sense.
But in this conversation, they're kind of confirming their alliance together. Like, this is going to be great. I mean, at this point, I'm just like, Will has to be so tired of saying the same things over and over. I'm so excited about this, guys. We're going to protect each other if we're on the block. This is going to be great. No one's going to suspect we're working together. It's just like all of the same recycled lines over and over that they've done with every single alliance that they've come up with at this point. But they're all acting excited.
And I think it's going to blow up in Will's face sooner rather than later. Like, at some point, all of these paths are going to cross and people are going to be like, man, Will is sure like pledging a lot of allegiance to a lot of different people in this house.
Well, if Kayla gets her way, it'll be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I kind of hope so. That would be exciting.
But the one person that doesn't seem excited is Paris. And like Olivia and Allie are like, Paris, Are you excited about this? You're like, are you into this? She's like, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, like we're forming a new alliance, getting together, coming together. We're gonna take this house by storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's because Paris has the self-respect to not immediately forgive her alliance partner who's cheated on her with another alliance.
Yeah, well, Paris is genuinely, she has concerns about this alliance, which she'll tell Johnny later on that she feels like, oh, they're only coming to them because they need their vote. And she's also not convinced that she's gonna take Veronica out of the house yet. And she's pissed at Will for telling them so much information. She's like, why'd you tell them about that? Like, what? Why'd you do that? I wasn't ready to do that yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Paris wants to be, like, if not someone's number one, like, at least in their top two. Like, she wants to be that third in a lot of pairs. And so I think something like this, where Will exposes a bunch of stuff to people like Allie and Olivia, who haven't been working with Will for as long, makes Paris feel like her spot with Will is threatened, where she's like, no, like, we need to come to these decisions together. And, like, I need to have more information from you than other people so that I'm still, like, higher up in this hierarchy. So, like, I kind of understand that from Paris. But also, when someone's forming a new alliance, the best thing is not to, like, seem like you're not super interested in it. Like, if someone offers you a new alliance, you say, yay, I'm in, at least for the time being.
Yes, they're bringing up in the chat some of Will's funnier moments. Like, he started clapping after the house meeting, which was amusing. And he also I think he went to, was it Allie first and then Paris, or no, maybe it was Erica first. Being like, all right, I got a secret to tell you. My twin brother's coming. He's gonna be coming in the house, and he was telling Paris like, oh, we've already switched out like 5 times. He had to tell me about you and Maddie.
Paris is scared to death. Like, no, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's not here. No, he's not.
Yeah. Fun stuff. So Paris ends up talking to Veronica, saying like, look, I want to keep you. But I'm being honest with you. I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do because I can't go against the house if the votes aren't there. And like, look, if you do stay, you need to take a shot at Erica. And Veronica's like, what did I just tell you? You can't tell me who to take a shot at. You can't ask me who I'm taking a shot at because I don't know yet because things can change. And if Erica is nice and wants to keep me, then obviously I can't target Erica. And Paris is like, no, but that's why people would keep you. And Veronica, she just doesn't get it.
Imagine being this bad at the game. Like, no, I just made up the rule that you're not allowed to ask me. You broke the rule that I made up, even though I have no power. Like, what is wrong with you, girl? Like, don't understand. Also, she gets really hung up. The one other thing I wanted to mention from her speech is she gets so hung up on, like, I guess she said to someone, like, that I'm a shield for you because I'm a bigger target. And then, like, people were talking about that. And she was like, everybody started saying that you can use me as a shield. I never said you can use me as a shield. I said I could be a shield that could be used. It's like, what is wrong with you? Like, she's so mad about this. But it's like, those are basically your words. And also, like, who cares? Like, that's beneficial if people think they can use you. But she just, like, she wants to be independent. She would rather be herself and go out on her own terms than, like, be someone else's shield or play someone else's game. Like, she's literally saying, like, if I do stay, I am not going to work with Hamza anymore because I played Hamza's game last week and it didn't feel good. So I'm never going to work with him again. It's like, you mean you, like, he was the HOH? Like, of course you had to play his game to a certain extent. It's so ridiculous.
Yep. So after this conversation she has with Paris, Paris ends up talking to the cameras. This is when she says that she really is torn. She's not sure which way she should go, but she does think she controls the votes this week. She thinks she makes the decision about who goes home, which is definitely not true. but Paris believes it's true in this moment, I guess. Paris, again, Paris thinks that she's playing a different game in a different house. Paris thinks that she's like playing Big Brother 19 and she's Paul, but she's not. She's playing Big Brother Canada 6, and nobody is letting the Paul take over the show. And I think her problem was that she was so successful in the first couple of weeks in getting people targeted that she feels like that she should be able to do that. But the people in this house are just better equipped to handle that kind of manipulation than previous seasons have been. And it's just not going to work. And she sort of needs to realize that and adapt to it, which I think she kind of does to some small extent, as we'll talk about.
Yeah, she's not doing a bad job as a player. So, like, I don't really feel like she needs to, like, she's not in a position where she needs to be going as all in on these people as she is. Like, if she just let the house vote who they want to vote out, like, she would still be fine. And, like, honestly, probably better. Like, she, even she knows that she benefited from Jesse going out. Like, she does not need to be extending whatever capital she has to, like, fight for these people.
Yes. So she ends up talking to Derek and Kayla, and this is the height of her her errors here during the day, where she thinks she can control the vote. So she goes to Derek and Kayla, and she's telling them. And again, like, these are the same tactics that she has used on these two specific people for weeks now. This is what got them to turn on Ali and Olivia in the first place. And she's trying the exact same thing, which is, hey, I keep hearing that Ali and Liv are targeting you. I keep hearing this. It's all over the place. And at this point, because they were skeptical the first time, but they believed her. They thought, oh, Paris has her back. But now Kayla has a great relationship with Ali and Olivia. She knows they're not coming after her. She knows that they were never coming after her, and that somebody put a wedge between them in the first place. And so they're pretty skeptical at this point. Derek is like, are they though? And Paris is like, yeah, I've been hearing it all. I'm not trying to like cast any suspicion or anything. I'm just trying to look out for you guys. And they're like, sure. Okay. And she's like, and since they're coming after you, I think that it makes sense for you to want Veronica to stay, you know, just that makes sense to me. Like, I think that makes logical sense. And they're just like, yeah, but I mean, we can't believe what Veronica says. So I don't know if that makes any sense. Basically this conversation falls completely flat and really puts Paris in a vulnerable place, because now Kayla has even more ammunition to use against Paris when she goes to Ali and Liv, whenever she decides to tell them about this. Like, yeah, Paris, after, you know, what she'll say is last night, which Ali and Liv will know, is after they made the sixth personal alliance with Paris, Paris told us that you guys are coming for us and that I need to watch out and I need to keep Veronica because of it. And it's just, it's going to continue to erode their trust in Paris. And it's just not good. Paris needs to stop doing this. And to her credit, she does kind of realize that a little bit later in the day.
Yeah. Derek is super not threatened by this Ali and Olivia thing. And like the only thing that Derek and Kayla can really come up with in terms of like points for Veronica to keep her is that they're like, well, if she does end up staying, like, we're more worried about her coming after us than Marin, because no one is scared of Marin because he's not scary and also can't win comps. But it's also like, if your whole reason for keeping someone is predicated on like, well, if they do stay, then like the smart thing is just get enough votes for them to not stay. It's not to like play scared and make sure that they stay.
Yes. And after Paris leaves this conversation, Kayla is like, you know, the thing that bothers me about Paris, apart from all the other things, is she's always throwing Will and Maddie under the bus. And like, those are the two people that are closest to her. What's she saying about everyone else? Like, that's so sketchy.
And yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think Paris is doing the thing of like trying to preemptively say like, well, I'm not attached to these two people who are my best friends, you know, like I'm totally open to other best friends, but it's way too early. Like, it just makes you look really sketchy. You don't need to be open to like being the number three person of every single person in the house right now. Like, there's so many people left. Like, look like you're loyal, because that's what people are looking for at this stage in the game.
Yes. So Johnny ends up having a conversation with Paris, and Johnny is very excited that they are now in an alliance together and that they're going to be working together. This is similar to the conversation he had with Will. I think he genuinely means this. I think he really likes them and feels like they are his secret weapon in this alliance, because he is closer with them than the others are, which is true. And Paris is also happy. She's like, you know, I'm happy to be working with you, but I am concerned about this. The fact that they didn't come to us until they felt they needed to vote. Johnny said he has the same concern, but it doesn't matter because they're working together anyway, and that's going to be good. And Veronica's leaving. You know, that's just the way things are. And this is when Paris realizes, like, oh, if Johnny's telling me this, this must be a done deal. I need to shut my mouth.
Yeah, it's 100% at this point to Paris. And I think, yes, Johnny even tells her, like, 100%, like, basically is telling her, like, stop.
Yeah, yeah. Johnny also mentions, and I'm not sure where this came from, if Johnny just had this idea, or maybe now that Veronica is leaving, Johnny is feeling like, okay, with my new plans, I need this person. But now he's starting to talk about Maddie as somebody that he wants to keep around. And I think maybe part of this is coming from the conversation he had with Allie and Liv before, where they were saying, no, it's too early to target Dayla. We need to take out the flip-floppers like Maddie first. And so he's thinking, like, I want to try and protect Maddie in order to get people to go after Dayla instead. He definitely wants, and he'll talk about this with Will later, he wants Maddie on the jury. And he definitely doesn't want Dayla on the jury. So he is going to start a campaign to keep Maddie safe in the double eviction, even though she's in a little bit of danger. We'll see how that works out for him.
Yeah, and it's not just him wanting to take a shot at Dayla. I think it's also, like, going with Allie's plan of targeting the floaters. Like, he wants to, at the very least, if it comes to that, protect his favorite floater, yes, who is, like, closest to him.
Yeah, and have Marin go out instead.
Right,
So this is when Paris realizes, like, okay, Veronica's gone. I need to shut my mouth. Meanwhile, Paris is... she's campaigning. I'm not going to go through all of Veronica's campaigning, just because it's a lot of, like, you'll vote for me, right? I don't know. What if I get all my votes together in one room? Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that, though. I don't want you to be talking about me as though you have my vote, but and it's a lot of uncomfortable stuff. Veronica's not making any headway whatsoever, and it's not really worth going into detail of.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna get all my voters in one room, and Johnny doesn't want to be like, you're gonna be in a room by yourself. That's gonna be really sad.
Johnny even says to her, like, I think that's just, or it might, it's either Johnny or Paris, like, I think that's just gonna turn into the kind of thing where it's like, sorry, V.
Right. And Paris is like, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. So, like, look out for that tonight on the feeds, is, like, Veronica's big party of just herself.
Yeah. We also had Allie, Johnny, and Will talking again about targeting, who are they going to target in the double eviction. This is really starting to solidify that Allie and Olivia and Erica really think it's too soon to target Kayla and Derek, but Johnny and Will, to some extent as well, want to. They're a little more apt. They're a little more antsy about doing it. So that'll be a conflict if whoever wins the double eviction HOH. If one of those guys then they'll probably be talking about targeting the showmance, and the women will be like, no, we don't want to do that yet. And that'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah. The only other thing I want to mention is that Kayla has an interesting idea to not tell Paris who they're voting for, just to sort of see where she stands. And at this point, I don't think it's going to give them any information, because Paris already knows that Veronica is going 100%. But Kayla, it just kind of shows how suspicious Kayla is of Paris at this point, that it's like, let's just not tell her and just sort of see where her loyalty lies.
Well, this whole idea of target the flip-floppers, I think, again, is something that stems from Kayla, and it shows Kayla's influence over Allie and Olivia, because Kayla is pushing this narrative to them all the time. Johnny, he's flip-flopping. Paris, she's flip-flopping. Maddie, Ryan, Marin, these people are dangerous because they just go with the house. And so she's talking about, like, man, I wish that we could just all vote in secret so that nobody would know who's voting for who. That way we can, like, see where these people really truly lie, because they wouldn't be able to just go with the house to stay safe. Mm-hmm. This has been working for her with Paris. Like, by not telling Paris where she stands, Paris has been freaking out, thinking that she can get them to vote for Veronica to stay, exposing her position. Whereas as soon as Paris knows it's a done deal, she's much more primed to just settle back and say, okay, I need to calm down and not make myself a target. So it's a successful strategy here to get Paris to expose herself, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where something like a hinky vote could really screw Paris over in a way that it didn't last week, I think.
Well, see, the thing about hinky votes is the person that it's most likely to be, the person that everyone would immediately suspect, it never is that person, and nobody ever believes it's that person, because everyone has the first, their first thought is, well, my first thought is, oh, well, Paris was, would be the one that would do that. And Paris is like, no, why would I do that? Everyone would think it was me. And they're like, yeah, you're right. It was probably somebody else.
But it might be more complicated this week if Will does give the sympathy vote and like, well, I guess not at this point, but at the beginning of the day, it looked like it was not going to be unanimous. And now I think Will is talking about the sympathy vote because it will be, but I mean, we'll see. There's still a little bit of time, but hopefully nothing's going to flip, and I don't think anything's going to flip.
Yes. One thing in Veronica's campaigning is that she's throwing Hamza under the bus from last week, also saying that he was getting her pumped up to call the house meeting. And he's also she's also telling Derek and Kayla that that Hamza basically encouraged her to confront them. And Kayla is not very pleased about this. This is, again, like she's like, Hamza, that Hamza, what a rat, what a weasel.
Yeah, she throws out the R word, the rat.
Yes.
I feel like has heavy implications in Big Brother. So rude.
Yes. Really just further solidifying the idea that if she wins the HOH, I think she's putting Hamza and probably Will up on the block. And then we've got Johnny and Will. This is when Johnny was again talking about like, hey, let's keep Maddie in the house until jury, because I think that'll be really great for us if she's in the jury house. If Maddie, because Maddie continues to be in a lot of danger, but with Johnny kind of looking out for her, I think that she might actually have a chance to survive for a bit.
Yeah, I agree. I hope so, because I do think she is the floater who has the most potential for like good gameplay, especially because having that little taste of the block, I think really gave her a kick in the pants that she needed.
Yeah, and I've been saying, like, I don't think she's playing well right now, but I do think her style of play will lend itself more to the post-jury stage of the game. So we'll have to see. If people sleep on her too much, I think she can become a danger, even though she's not doing too well right now. So that's the day in Big Brother Canada 6. Lita, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, I think we covered it. Exciting day.
All right. So we've got this double eviction looming. This is probably like the last full day of stuff that'll be happening on the feeds. Obviously, the feeds, they go down and the house guests are usually busy getting ready. Not that that means that there won't be a Jesse slamming Veronica's face in a door moment. Which I think I said backwards and made it sound much more violent than it was.
Yeah, geez, I was like, what? How did I miss that? Slamming a door in her face.
Yes. Like I said, what we may see is Veronica putting together another meeting of some sort, freaking out, crying.
It goes so well.
Yes. It looks like the votes are probably locked in at this point. Veronica should be going home tomorrow night, and we'll see what happens in the double eviction. Very excited for all of this to go down, Lita.
Yes. Goodbye, Plur.
All right. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, where I will be updating you again on the happenings of the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds. And that'll be at 10 a.m. Eastern, probably. we've got a know-it-alls and some karaoke tonight, so who knows.
Can it get lit?
Oh, yeah. Super, super lit.
Mm-hmm, you always do.
And tomorrow night, we will. What we're going to try to do is we've still got the room that the know-it-alls is going to be in tonight. We still got that tomorrow. So we may try to do a kind of mini live show here in Reno for the double eviction recap. So we'll see how that goes. We're still trying to work out scheduling and stuff. And there, like I said, there are a lot of poker tournaments and all of that. So we'll have to see. But could be a fun show. Could be a fun show. So check that all out. Make sure you check out my interview with Kirsten on The Taran Show. Very fun stuff. Lita, did you ever get your Neopets stolen?
Wait, you can't get them stolen?
Have you listened to Kirsten yet?
Not yet. It's downloaded.
Spoilers, I guess.
Yeah, I did not know that that was an option. No, I'm an extremely responsible Neopet parent. So, no, never.
No, well, don't ever let Kirsten talk to you about Neopets then. She's a slippery one.
Oh my God.
all right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong. Taryn Lita is at Lita Tweeted. You can leave a comment on robiswebsite.com and subscribe to the podcast on the things that you listen to podcasts with.
And also get American Ninja Warrior there.
Yes, we do that podcast. Reality TV or Hap Ups, that feed. It's good for everything. Taryn Show, Ninja Warrior, this thing, all the things.
That's all of them.
Yep. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next time.